Welcome to Stateside. I'm April Baer. We have some COVID developments to tell you about. The state of Michigan has reached the first of its vaccine benchmarks, part of a strategy that Governor Whitmer laid out to motivate people toward getting shots in arms. While it's unclear if all Michiganders are willing to schedule doses this season, the governor hopes that linking vaccination rates to public health restrictions would give people more tangible benefits. Dave Boucher covers government and politics for the Detroit Free Press, and he joins us now. Dave, welcome to Stateside.
Thanks for having me.
So this is it. Michigan has reported that as of yesterday, we hit the first of the governor's benchmarks, 55% vaccination rate for adults. Now, can you remind us which restrictions that loosens up? It seems like it's mostly workplace stuff.
Yeah, that's right. It's actually only one restriction that's supposed to be rolled back 2 weeks after yesterday. So May 24th, the state is supposed to pull this requirement that employers require everybody to essentially work from home unless it's absolutely crucial that they be in an office.
This happened so fast. I couldn't help but wonder if the state knew we were closing in on it, maybe if it was sort of intentionally built into the schedule. What do you think?
Yeah, so it happened a lot faster than some people predicted, in part because the state started using different numbers in its calculation for how it hit this benchmark. On Friday, it announced that it was using a new set of CDC numbers that it thought included more people, including Michigan residents who might have been vaccinated in other states, so like snowbirds in Florida or people along the southern border who went to Ohio to get vaccinations. And so that made the numbers go up by more than 200,000 people, essentially overnight. And so that drastically sped up hitting this first benchmark, but it's still going to be a while before the state hits the next benchmark.
Do you think that vaccination of adolescents being factored into the overall state rate made a difference? I mean, of course, we've just heard, like, this is a breaking story as we speak, that we're closing in on approval for Pfizer vaccinations being used for 12 to 15-year-olds. But we have had 16-year-olds and up eligible for some time now.
Yeah, that's right. So the state anticipated, you know, the number of people getting first doses to go down after everyone, as you noted, 16 and up became eligible in early April. And so, of course, I do agree that once that broader population, including lots of younger people, became eligible, the number of first doses that were included, and that's the key metric here, first doses of vaccines went up. So there were almost 400,000 first doses administered the week of April 10th in Michigan. But last week, that number was down to about 111,000. So almost a 72% drop in the number of first doses. So there are fewer people who need to get these doses, but the vaccination rate is going down pretty dramatically.
Dave, what's the next benchmark that the governor mentioned that she's hoping for?
Yeah, so the next benchmark is 60% of Michiganders 16 and up. That's about 4.8 million residents, or about 400,000 more than what we hit earlier. And that's going to increase capacity limits. So that means that sports stadiums, the capacity can go up to 25%. It's going up to 25% at places like conference centers, banquet halls, and funeral homes. And then the capacity at exercise facilities and gyms can go up to 50%. The last tweak is that currently bars and restaurants have to have an 11 p.m. curfew. The state thinks there's a correlation essentially between like bad ideas and poor masking and social distancing practices and people drinking late at bars. So that curfew goes away once the state hits that 60% threshold and passes 2 weeks.
Given what you just told us about vaccination rates, what would you surmise about how soon we might get there?
Yeah, first doses are down about 72% in a month. The state's not going to include those 12 to 15-year-olds if and when they become eligible in these benchmarks. People who are eligible have been eligible for about a month, everybody in the state, to get these doses, and these numbers are going down a ton. So even if the state hit the exact same 110,000, 111,000 mark that it hit last week, it would still take about a month, a little bit less, to hit that 60% mark. And then the state has to wait another 2 weeks before it actually starts rolling back those rules. So again, it's going to be a while. The governor put out this idea of hitting the 70% mark by the 4th of July, but vaccination rates would have to increase pretty dramatically for the state to hit that goal at this point.
Dave, there are a lot of epidemiologists who now will tell you that they don't think herd immunity is possible in the United States over the near term. You know, the virus is changing and just spreading more quickly than we're seeing people get their vaccinations right now. Have you talked to any experts or heard anything about the likelihood of Michigan getting to that ultimate 70% vaccination rate?
Yeah. So what you hear from state officials, and that's Jhené Caldoun, who's the chief medical executive, and the governor, is that they think it's possible and they think that it's doable and they think it's important. The question of, like you said, herd immunity is kind of all over the place. So the new head of the Department of Health and Human Services, Elizabeth Hertel, recently put herd immunity somewhere between 80 to 85%. And then there are these lingering questions about whether or not somebody who's been infected before with COVID has any level of immunity and how that factors into this concept of herd immunity. Now, experts will caution that the level of protection you get from a vaccine is much greater than any sort of antibody protection that you get from an infection. But yeah, there's, as you noted, there's this concept of herd immunity has been debated a ton nationally in the last couple of weeks. You know, we've heard from state officials that the only way to get there is through vaccinations, and the vaccination rate is going down. So it's a concern in the state for sure.
Dave, you've been covering what's going on in Lansing for some time now. I just kind of wonder what you see of the mood of people like Jhené Caldoun and Governor Whitmer as they've, I guess, come to see the bigger picture about what we are and are not going to be able to do in terms of vaccinations.
Yeah, so I think that we've seen something of a shift from state leaders, including the governor, from defending the need to have regulations and restrictions to pivoting to the desire and hope to have everyone vaccinated as soon as possible. And, you know, in November, when the governor and the state health department instituted new restrictions, they defended those restrictions as a way to save lives. Like, it was very cut and dry. Now, despite having by far the worst COVID outbreak and surge in the nation, the governor and the state health department have said that vaccinations are the way out. New restrictions are not. And so it's kind of making for this strange political environment in Lansing. You're seeing Republicans who had been very critical of these orders in the past thank the governor for not putting in new orders, but also being questioning, you know, this new vaccination metric that's out there and asking whether or not the goal should be different or whether or not we should hit those numbers sooner. And so while the governor and Dr. Caldoun are, you know, expressing relief at hitting some of these vaccination numbers and encouraging people to get vaccinated, there are, again, questions and criticisms that remain about when we can hit some of those numbers. And for example, what happens if the state plateaus at 62% and stays at that rate for a while? Does that mean we're never going to hit some of these measures, or we're never going to, for example, remove the face mask order, which is the goal once we hit 70%. So there are lingering questions, despite the governor coming out with this plan that ties metrics to vaccination rates.
Dave Boucher covers politics for the Detroit Free Press. Dave, thank you.
Thank you.